Welcome to the CEO Selah podcast, the place where you can fuel your growth from a place of rest, not stressed. This is a special edition of the podcast featuring a 7-part devotional series for the Christmas season called Prepare Him Room. It is a remake of a workshop I did and will flow a little differently than previous episodes. Download the companion guide to record your reflections and capture it as a keepsake for what God spoke to you in this series, this season, this year. The link to the guide is found in the episode details. First, start by taking some slow, deep breaths, allowing your body and your mind to come into stillness before the Lord, and preparing yourself to receive what He wants to speak to you. Let's begin where all stories start, the beginning and Jesus. First, we'll read from John chapter 1, verses 1 to 5 and 14 in the New King James Version. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things were made through Him, and without Him nothing was made that was made. In Him was life, and the life was the light of men. And the light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not comprehend it. And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld His glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. Now we'll turn all the way back to the beginning in Genesis chapter 1, verses 1 to 3 in the New King James Version. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. The earth was without form and void, and darkness was on the face of the deep. And the Spirit of God was hovering over the face of the waters. Then God said, "Let there be light." And there was light. When you compare the beginning of Genesis and the beginning of John side by side, you see parallels. Both start with the same phrase, "in the beginning." In both, we see God in relationship. In John, it is God present with the Word. In Genesis, it is God with the Spirit. The presence of God is there before anything else on earth is formed. This verse also highlights the creation power of God. There also is the theme of light cutting through the darkness. Let's take a closer look at the verses in Genesis, particularly Genesis chapter 1, verse 2, which reads, "The earth was without form and void, and darkness was on the face of the earth, and the Spirit of God was hovering over the face of the waters." While the tendency in the Christmas season is to want to focus on the peace, the joy, the delights, the fun, the reality is that there are moments where things may feel very dark. Perhaps you've even been in a season or a year where struggle seems more present than relief. Take encouragement from these verses that even when things feel formless and void and very dark, God is there hovering over that place. He is present with you and His light will shine through. You'll now take some time to reflect on two questions that relate to these passages. You can journal about them in the companion guide. First, where has God shined His light in the darkness over the past year for you? Take some time to capture that in the reflection guide. Where has God shined His light in the darkness over the past year for you? second question. Where have things felt dark and void this year? Where do you need to trust that the Spirit is present, even in the darkness? Again, where have things felt dark and void this year? Where do you need to trust that the Spirit is present, even in the darkness? This concludes part one of Prepare Hymn Room. If you need more time, simply stop the meditation and continue writing. And I'll see you in the next episode for part two.